The British poet Tom Gunn has always covered a lot of ground in his work, but in 1992 he published a book of poems about one subject, losing friends to the AIDS epidemic. The Man with Night Sweats has just come out in paperback, and Maureen Carrigan has a review.
Tom Gunn is in the generation of poets that includes Allen Ginsberg, Robert Bly, and Audrine Rich. But unlike them, Gunn never lets go in his poetry. He never gets carried away under the influence of sex, myth, or politics with the heady power of his own words. Critics sometimes say that he's too aloof, that all his years of living in San Francisco haven't changed his essential uptight Englishness. In general, I'd agree. Before this year, the last book of Gunn's poems that I bought was in 1976. I was in college, an earnest English major, but tired of studying old cranks like T.S. Eliot. I bought Gunn's book, Moley and My Sad Captains, because it featured drug-induced poems with hip titles like Listening to the Jefferson Airplane. But when I sat down and read them, I was disappointed with their dry tone. I'm not so sure about President Bill, but I'm absolutely convinced that Tom Gunn never inhaled. It may be a ghoulish thing to say, but Gunn's restrained way of writing has finally found its appropriate subject in the AIDS epidemic. Gunn's new poetry collection, The Man with Night Sweats, bears witness over and over again to the death of close friends, a student, even the man who owned the neighborhood gym. Gunn is the ideal guide for this tour through the city of the dead. He's someone who can move you by his precise description of the unpadded shape of a cheekbone, all the while keeping his own tears in check so they don't drown out his steely, poetic voice. In Lament, a long poem about a friend's drawn-out death in a hospital, Gunn even summons up some humor. He reminds his friend of the time when you had your nurse confused, who, seeing you reconciled after 4 years with your gray father, both of you in tears, asked if this was at last your special friend, the one you waited for until the end. The vivid poem, The J-Car, describes the trolley route Gunn rode when he'd visit a friend who'd lost most of his sight and appetite to AIDS. The only kind of food that remotely tempted him was German food. And so Gunn tells us how he'd take this friend to a restaurant where they'd pick at sauerbraten and sit like fearful children who think if they behave, everything might, still against likelihood, come out all right. The title poem, The Man with Night Sweats, is the only one where Gunn abandons the narrative distance of health and enters into the body of a man with full-blown AIDS. Describing what it's like to wake up wet and shaking, he ends the poem with an image of the kind of dead-of-night despair that almost everybody, at some low point in their lives, has known. I have to change the bed, but catch myself instead, hugging my body to me, as if hands were enough to hold an avalanche off. You'd have to be even stronger than that to withstand the empathetic force of these poems. But then, why would you want to?
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Man with Night Sweats by Tom Gunn. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.